I'll let you assess the degree of anger consuming our impatient Ned Land. He hurled at the hapless animal the most potent swear-words in the English language. For my part, I was simply distressed to see this dugong outwit our every scheme. We chased it unflailingly for a full hour, and I'd begun to think it would prove too difficult to capture, when the animal got the untimely idea of taking revenge on us, a notion it would soon have cause to regret. It wheeled on the skiff to assault us in its turn. This maneuver did not escape the Canadian. "Watch out!" he said. The coxswain pronounced a few words in his bizarre language, and no doubt he alerted his men to keep on their guard. Arriving within 20 feet of the skiff, the dugong stopped sharply, sniffing the air with its huge nostrils, pierced not at the tip of its muzzle, but on its topside. Then it gathered itself and sprang at us. The skiff couldn't avoid the collision. Half overturned, it shipped a ton or two of water that we had to bail out, but thanks to our skillful coxswain, we were fouled on the bias rather than broadside, so we didn't capsize. Clinging to the stem-post, Ned Land thrust his harpoon again and again into the gigantic animal, which embedded its teeth in our gunwale and lifted the longboat out of the water as a lion would lift a deer. We were thrown on top of each other, and I have no idea how the venture would have ended had not the Canadian, still thirsting for the beast's blood, finally pierced it to the heart. I heard its teeth grind on sheet-iron, and the dugong disappeared, taking our harpoon along with it. But the barrel soon popped up on the surface, and a few moments later the animal's body appeared and rolled over on its back. Our skiff rejoined it, took it in a tow, and headed to the Nautilus.